Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It's Friday, September 3rd. I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host,
still old, Little Holly Cat.
Well, I'll disagree with part of that comment, but I won't say which part.
Oh, that's just wrong. Cat, I'm not a cat. And I don't live in an alley. The other ones are still applicable.
No, they're not. Because if you say you're old, that means I have to admit that I'm getting old. Okay?
No, you're in your 20s. Shut up. Don't talk to me until you have a 4 as the first digit in your age.
I'm going to have a 3 in 2 weeks.
30 didn't bother me. 30 was nothing. 30 was like a sneeze. It was nothing. 30's easy.
Okay,
30 is the new 20. 30 is the new 20. You want to know what's really wrong? I don't know if I mentioned on last week's show, but Tomcat gave me a card. You know, and usually every, you know, birthday or whatever, I'll get, like, maybe a funny card and, like, a lovey-dovey card or something like that. This year, no. All I got was the funny card about, you know, ha-ha, you're old. And at the end, he signs it, 40 is not the new 20.
Oh.
Oh, my God. You're on the couch.
No, you didn't say that. Oh my
yes,
God, you
did.
Yes,
totally said that. I couldn't believe it. Good thing I know he was just playing.
Oh dear Lord. Yeah, definitely he would have had the couch with me too, so.
Oh yeah, it was the couch. Actually, I sent him to a whole nother state after that comment. I was like, you can go back to that other state now. I just sent him to the couch. I sent him packing 4 hours away. But he's back. He came back for a long weekend. Now I'm putting him to work. Because I'm too old to do any work, you know.
Of course. You can't be doing that heavy lifting anymore. You know, the only heavy lifting you should be doing is I don't even think you should be lifting a playset.
I think you kind of failed on whatever direction you were going with that, Panda.
Yeah, well.
But that's okay, because that's what I got a husband for in the first place. You know, we don't get married, you know, for any other reason other than, you know, we need somebody to open the pickle jars and somebody to do all the heavy lifting. That is the ultimate goal.
Oh, dear Lord, that's just so funny. You want to know why? My mother and I, we had this big, huge relish jar of sweet relish. And we both tried opening it. Neither one of us could open it. The ex, who shall not be named, had come over one day to pick me up.
How do you open a pickle jar?
Yeah.
Of course. That's the true test to whether or not they're a keeper, is how quickly they can open up a pickle jar. You know, when I was dating, I expressly kept at least 2 dozen pickle jars at my immediate disposal because that was the first thing they did when they walked in the door. They passed the pickle jar test. But I'm not going anyplace else with that because this is a G-rated show.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, it was sort of fun because I had the jar downstairs specifically to have him open it before he left.
Anticipating his arrival.
Yes.
Yes, guys, we really do talk about ponies right after we get around talking about our love lives, our personal lives, our age, and pickle jars. Hey, did you see that I fixed the logo?
Yes, thank goodness. We finally have it up.
Yeah, now I got to talk to her about resizing the lettering so that it's a little clearer for us. But I just did want to have it something up initially just to kind of place hold that while I talk to her about just enlarging the lettering. The talk part we can read just fine. The My Little Pony part probably should be made a little bigger. Anyway, I got the image on there. It's doing what it's supposed to be doing. I'm guessing it goes straight to iTunes, no problem.
Yep.
Awesome. So now we have it on the Facebook. We have it on... Speaking of Facebook, hello. We got like 40 new friends this week.
Yeah, no kidding.
You got to lay off the booze when we're doing the show, hon.
I swear my coffee was not Irished when I was at work. And I haven't started hitting the liquor yet.
Yet? But it's planned.
For some point this weekend. No, we got home from work, and I just started hiccuping out of the blue. And evidently they're back again.
Apparently they are. This is going to make for a very entertaining show. Okay, write it down somewhere for the 2-year anniversary, the show with Panda and the Hiccups. Make a note. I'm assuming you have like a nice little notebook somewhere that you're you know, time stamping this stuff, right?
I'll time stamp this one.
Yeah, time stamp it. Assuming, of course, that you're going to do some more hiccuping. At, you know, now that we're paying attention, they'll go away.
No, we'll probably be talking about a pony, and all of a sudden I'll just hiccup out of nowhere.
We can only hope. Because we've got to keep it entertaining.
Yes, this is Baby Moon Hiccup Dancer. That's probably when it'll happen.
Oh, shoot, I forgot what I was writing down. Oh, well. I guess I'll have to actually pay attention to the show. Started college this week. I actually have homework that I'm already procrastinating. Yay!
Well, I have to ask, how the hell was your week?
How was my week? Not bad. You know, back to school means I actually got to do things again. And Deanna's Allie, little kitten cat, is back in high school, first year of high school, and
ooh,
that's all lovely. And did I get any ponies this week? Gosh, you know, I don't think I did. I'm kind of going through a dry spell again. Remember, you know, for a few months there, I was kind of like, I got like 7 packages this week, and I got blah, 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 blah. And now I'm like, eh, I didn't get nothing. I got nothing.
Well, see, me, my problem is I just don't have any money.
Oh. I wish, you know, well, suddenly this week took completely, it's just, I don't even remember this week. I was, well, you know, class, school, I was exhausted. Let me tell you, I went to school that, well, I don't know if you should call it school. You call it school when it's college. I went to college and came home afterwards and Kitten came home after high school. We got home around the same time, and we both, like, crashed. We were both like, okay, nappy time. Because it was just too much work all of a sudden after going through, like, a whole summer of sleeping till noon and staying up till 1 in the morning and all the awesomeness that is summer.
Oh, yeah.
And back to 6 a.m. and out the door at 7 and rush, 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 work, work, work. Yes, that's right. I don't have to do the whole full-time job thing. I'm a college student. I'm a 40-year-old college student. You know I was screwing up the bell curve.
Yes. You know, I did have to work this week, and gosh darn it, I think the pony got turned around and looked at me and said, guess what? You're finally going to have some good luck this week. I swear to God, everyone, I think everyone got their bills this week and have just said, you know, I'm just going to call in and pay it.
Seriously, well, you know, I haven't even looked at eBay in like a week, at least, and in the boards for that matter. I have like a very elite little list. I've decided, you know what, I'm not even looking for deals and steals, and I'm not browsing German eBay and Italian eBay and, you know, all the other places that I would normally be going to snatch things up. I just said, forget it. I don't feel like putting in the effort. Too much work. So all you people that got really good deals on something this week, you can thank me. Because typically I am the second highest bidder who drives up that price for those really good deals.
Yes, you do.
So everybody send your thank you notes to mylittleponytalk@gmail.com, or you can reach us, of course, at the boards. Really, thank me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what'd you win because I wasn't bidding?
I didn't win anything. I didn't win any ponies.
I thought you just said you were bidding. You were winning something, like the pony gods or somebody were smiling upon you. What were you referring to? And a real pony show up at the house?
Work. People
have
been paying their
bills. What's work got to do with the pony gods? Just that you had work and therefore made money that you will at some point in the future spend on a pony?
Work, I collect money for bills in which if I do really good, I get a commission check, and commission check can go towards...
New car? Oh, ponies. That's right,
there
ponies.
You go.
Gotcha. So, do you have any, you know, I don't know if I've ever asked, because, I mean, you ooh and ah about a whole lot of stuff, and I was just wondering, do you have, like, a top three or anything, like, you know, holy grails that you'd really like to have? I mean, other than the obvious, you know, Ladybird, Mimic, you know, like, do you have, well, I mean, I guess you could say those if they really are it, but do you have ones that you, like, specifically feel that you will have in your collection, but that are on the upper level, upper tier of, like, what you are comfortable spending on a pony? Who are they?
Well,
call them out.
You know, eventually, you know, I'd like to have, you know, ones from every country.
Yeah, but I'm just curious. I don't think I've ever asked you what, like, your top five fave are, you know, the ones that you're on the hunt for. You know, it's going to be a $100 pony or whatever it is that you feel your upper limit is, and gosh darn it, that's going to be the one, and you're going to find it, but you're holding out. Or I mean, usually we know that you want them all, but I didn't know if you had, like a top five or a top three or anything like that. Do you? Or is it just, like, an open-ended thing for you?
Right now, I think it's more open-ended, mostly because, I mean, what I have so far is just a very small dent.
We have about 300? Is that what you said last week?
I think my count's 300.
It's so hard to count them. It really is. I'm telling you, when I counted last week, it was a mess. Do you count the ones that are in the closet? Like, I totally forgot to count those. Jeez, I'm probably hitting close to 1,000. But, yeah, you get really lost. Do you count the petites, the ponyvilles, the plushies? You know, what do you count? Do you count the dream babies or not?
Well, when I said last week, when I first had my list, and I was and with my list, I would basically have separate counts for everything. I had the counts for the ponies. I had the counts for the petites, the plushies, the...
Yeah, but, you know, when some stranger walks up to you and says, how many ponies do you have? You can't. They really don't give a hoot. If you sit there and say, well, I have 23 plushies and 38 petites, and, well, actually, it's 57 if you count that some of those are Ponyville, and they're going to be like, yawn, hello, how many ponies do you have? One number, lady. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, we all divvy it up. We all sit there and delineate who's who and what section they belong to, but I'm talking about the people that just come up and say, how many do you have?
Yeah, like
actually, a deer caught in headlights moment for me. Because I'm going, they want one number.
But actually, the coworker at work asked me that. And I honestly sat there and I looked him dead straight in the eye and I said 300.
Oh, so, like, so you are comfortable just spitting out a number.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
because
good.
I know it's at least, it's around that number. I know it's not an exact count, but I know it's close enough to that.
Because I'll have to work on that. I have to work on brevity, I think, is my goal. Working on brevity in general. I don't know if you've noticed, I can be long-winded sometimes.
Slightly.
Sometimes. So for me, it's like nothing is ever like a yes or no answer. I get in trouble with that all the time. It's like, give me a yes or no. Well, you know, that's just not how the world is. It's not all yes and no.
Well, see, I thought it was quite funny when I told him that, because then he's sitting there going, 300?
Yeah, I remember you saying that, and you're like, gosh, that's nothing. I'm a baby.
Yeah, I mean, there's people that've got, like, 700, 800, 900, 1,000.
Oh, yeah, I know. We talked about that last week, and I don't want to bore people to tears with rehashing things that we've already said because, well, that's just lame. But this is another thing that you may have said. But when I went in to fix the new logo to get it properly onto our site, I was, you know, I always take a peek at the archives whenever I actually go in and do that because I'm not there too often. And we got like 500 listeners to our one-year anniversary show just on the Blog Talk site, not counting iTunes or wherever else people are listening.
Right.
I was like, what? Hello? And like our New Year's Eve special, like a buttload of people listen to that too. It was like, I don't know, it was like 300 or 400. It was like ridiculous. It was like crazy numbers I was looking at there. I mean, you know, and then of course some of them are like, yeah, we don't care, 150 people. But that's like, other than like, you know, the archive, like the first few weeks here that we wait to catch up, I was shocked. I was like, I still can't believe it's that many people. And the numbers
trust me,
going up. And now, yes, and like we have like another 40 friends on our Facebook page. When I went in to clean up our Facebook, because certain people are never there, we had like 40 friends saying, so-and-so wants to be your friend. Floodgates opened.
Sorry, trust me, work's been busy.
Well, that's good.
I had one Saturday off in a whole month.
So, if you guys are listening, we do have a Facebook, and
yes,
we are not a fan site. We are an actual friend. We are Mai. Mai is sending you a friend request. Would you like to be friends with Mai? My Little Pony Talk. That's right.
But we do have a fan site. We do have a fan site.
We're still kind of working on that. I don't want to confuse people, because it's sort of like, you know, I really wish we could just convert the site. But at the same time, I like being a little bit selective, if you will, because, I mean, as much as I like everybody loving My Little Pony, we have had a couple people that I'd be very concerned with having them be posting on the walls, and we would really have to highly monitor some of the people that have requested being friends, which I think it's fantastic that they love My Little Pony, but they don't always, you know, that'd be a lot of work on our end to have to always monitor certain things.
Oh, yeah.
And because we are children friendly, we have a lot of kids that come and look at that. And if they were to look at some of the other, you know, mutual friends, even their little picture is like, oh, no, we don't want anybody to see that. That's not good.
Yeah.
So anybody that may have been denied by us for those reasons, please understand it's not our personal feeling, but rather more of a public, you know, responsibility thing.
Yes.
I guess is a good way to put it. I don't know how else to put it without being offensive, without offending the people who are offending us, basically. Just kidding. All shapes and sizes. It's amazing how many people are in, how many people are friends with our farm, too. Our farm is kicking it.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I've dropped in on that farm once in a while, and it's kind of like, my dear Lord, there's more people, more friends on this farm than there are on my farm.
Yeah. You don't do your farm anymore. I'm very disappointed in you.
Actually, I do my farm.
Oh, you just don't come and do anything with my stuff. That's how it is. You don't send me gifts. You don't fertilize my crops. You don't feed my chickens. What the heck?
You know what it is? I get busy, and in some weeks I just can't do anything. But then there are some weeks in which, yeah, I'm on there pretty much every day.
I don't even expect you to visit the farm. That's cool. Just send a thank you gift. You know what I'm saying? Here's a vehicle part. Just hit return. Here, thank you. Have another one yourself. I know those two clicks are really time consuming. I mean, you could be selective. You can be like, ignore, ignore, ignore. Oh, it's a lollycat. Accept. Return gift. Ignore, 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 ignore. Oh, look, lollycat. Accept. Very easy.
Yeah, and I got to get back into doing that.
I know. It's a must.
More often.
So
unfortunately, next week we go back to our original time frame, which means Mondays and Tuesdays, I'm not going to be coming home until 8 o'clock at night. But, no,
oh,
I'm not
how
going to
will
be getting out of work. I won't be getting out of work until 8 o'clock at night, getting home about 8:30, and then when Tuesdays into Wednesdays is the worst because then I've got to be up and at work 11 hours after I just left.
That's no fun. But I think you can handle it.
I really can't wait until I do something about that. But I'm keeping that under wraps.
You know, I'm telling you, right now, just be happy to have a job. I know it stinks, you know, but if you half enjoy your job, if your job doesn't drive you up the freaking wall, just be happy with it. For now, until things, you know, get better. I was going to school, and there were dudes out there having to direct traffic because they're doing some parking lot stuff, and they were just like, we're just happy to be here. Yes, all day we have to direct traffic out here at a college parking lot. It's not glamorous, but it's a paycheck. And that tells you, you know, come on.
Trust me.
We're being competitive at the McDonald's now.
That's not good.
But we don't want to get totally off track.
No.
Pony. I'm thinking I'm going to have to do something about buying a pony in the next week. I'm feeling a little bit of a withdrawal.
I think all my ponies are just kind of content. They're all kind of sitting here kind of like, yeah, we're happy. We're cool.
Oh, yeah, no, mine are cool. They're happy. They got some extra attention this week, that's for sure. And I'll have to go up there. We will have to go up there early. We'll have to go up to the pony room early this time.
Why is that?
Well, because some of the first ponies we're talking about are upstairs in the pony room this time.
Oh, so does that mean we go up there now?
Are we going to start talking ponies right now? Are we actually going to talk about ponies?
Yes.
All right. Well, then hit it. That would be the cue for the Sea Pony song.
Yes, I know that. It takes me a moment.
Awkward silence. All right, look. I'm not marathon woman. I don't you put them in, crooked kitten. Yes, you look at this. You did not put them in the way the rest of them were put in. Look at this. What is this? Was not a complicated task. No, you didn't. No. Sorry, we're having a moment here. We have a towel moment. Kitten is learning how to put things away, things like towels and clothes in her drawers, without messing them up. And gave her all these really specific instructions on how to get the towels into the closet, and she still found a way to do it not quite right. When you want to, that has to go on another pile of towels somewhere. And we are at a loss. Well, we'll just have to do that now. Well, you have to go down there and bug Daddy, and I will fix these ones for you because I love you. Okay, now we can go into the pony room because it's right next door. Are we ready?
Yes, I am.
Oh, gosh, I turned out the light. Marco, all right, here we go. All together now. Pony room. We had to move a couple things around in here when we did the interview last week, and it's more spacious. I'm leaving it this way just for maybe a week. Some things I can't see quite as the way I want to see them, but I can a little spacious for now. At least this week. I can do like snow angels in the middle of the room. That's a first.
There you go.
No, and hey, really people have been here. Believe me, that's a shock.
No, that's one thing I've talked about with coworkers is about pony rooms, and they're like, you devote an entire room to ponies?
Hey, I know that when I first started actually collecting and I found out the Delaney's had a pony room, which was the first pony room I'd ever heard about, I had the same reaction. I was a collector. I mean, I thought it was freaking cool and all that, but I was like, wow, really? A whole room. That's a little bit pushing it, but, you know, it's still like, man, I want to be in that room.
But once you have that, once you actually create your own room, it's like, how did I live without this?
Oh, yeah, no, it's totally normal now. Excuse me while I get my fill of the sweet-smelling rack. Oh, God.
Oh, my God, I can hear that spinning.
Yes, it's the spinny thing. Wow, I think I'm going to get all lightheaded. And it spins so nicely. I mean, it's like a giant merry-go-round for the ponies because there's like 200 ponies on each one of these revolving shelf things, and they just get to go whoosh. And I'm not gentle about it either. I'm like Wheel of Fortune on this sucker, you know? Whoosh. It's awesome. Okay, so we're in Argentina, and we have gone to page 2. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Woo-hoo! We're at where the rainbow ends, right? Is that it?
Correct.
IntoTheSea.com. Gosh, I finally remembered that. We've been using it for a year, and I finally remembered. Does the person that has that site, does she know we use her site?
I don't know.
It's sort of like, I don't think Hasbro knows we're using their song. That's going to be interesting. We may get outed by certain events at next year's fair. And well, hey, wait, no, you were at the fair. Were they aware? Like, did you talk to anybody at Hasbro? And they were like, oh, you have My Little Pony talk show? Or did you, like, totally hide?
I was kind of thinking, should I mention it or should I not mention it, you know? Only on the account that they did have representation from their marketing department.
Yeah.
And
That's a tough call. You know, on one hand you're going, hey, maybe Hasbro will get on board and this would be cool. On the other hand, it's like, no, maybe Hasbro will get really mad.
And shut us down.
That would be bad.
Very bad. Very bad. Very bad.
It's not like they can sue us for profits.
Yeah, what profits?
What are you going to do, sue me for garlic bread and spaghetti sauce?
I mean, you have to admit, I mean, we're a non-for-profit. We don't do this for profit. We do this for just the fun of it.
Yeah, we have issues.
I mean, come on, seriously, if we did this for profit, you know, Pony Genie wouldn't have to go off and get a second job to pay off something, you know?
Poor Pony Genie. Pony Genie has a second job. Oh, that's right, she does. Being a genie doesn't pay much.
No.
Poor girl.
No.
Life is rough.
Yeah, unfortunately, she
I know we're
going to
talk about Argentinian ponies, but I'm staring at the 2010 Comic-Con ponies right now. And as you're aware, the we have the aqua hair version and the magenta hair, or hot pink version. I don't know what you want to call that color. I think they call it the magenta-haired version. And the more I look at them, the more apparent all the differences are between the two. And that's so cool. It's like super cool when you get a variant and it's obviously a variant, but obviously the real thing, but it's really a variant. It's like, because if it was like, oh, just the hair, I'd be like, yeah, that's cool, but meh. But it's more than the hair. It's some symbols are different placement, different intensity of colors and things that are like really awesome. Like, yes, this rocks. I'm mesmerized by the My Little Pony power.
Yeah, she is cool. I love her.
Do you have the aqua one too? Because I think I pretty much, when it went up with the seller that was selling a few of them, I pretty much thought I emailed or texted everybody I knew in Ponyville, the aqua-haired one, get it. This is how much I offered. Go get it now.
Nope. I didn't hear about that one until you said you got it.
Oh, gosh. I thought I sent it. I thought I sent it to, like, all my pony people. I texted it. I really thought I sent it to you.
You may have, and it, you know me with work. It's kind of like,
yeah.
Okay, I'll look for it later. And then
later it was
time.
Gone. It was gone pretty quick. He only had a few. Well, he had a good few. I think he had 9. So we know there's 9. There's probably, maybe, I don't know. I think there's, it's going to be interesting to find out how many of these are. And I wonder if any day they're going to find, like, a whole box full of them. Right now they're pretty unique. Because there's probably only a couple dozen that I think are out there right now. But we'll see what happens. I'd be perfectly fine with them staying at a couple dozen.
There you go.
I'd be thrilled. But we're in Argentina. Okay. You know, sometimes you have to intervene to get things back on track, right? You're supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to have to monitor myself.
Gosh darn it, I have to monitor myself. How many people am I supposed to monitor?
Well, at least I was talking about ponies, okay?
There you go.
I mean, at least it was ponies. It wasn't other things.
But like me, I just go off on a tangent about anything and everything.
That's true. Your problem is you will talk about everything. And you will eagerly try to talk about other things. But at least you've been asking permission.
Okay.
And you may not talk about it. So what are we going to talk about first?
We are going to talk about, oh my God,
we have stopped
returned.
Doing that.
What?
Oh, my God. No, sorry. What are we talking about?
Oh, my God. They have returned? And they're Argentinians? They're Windy Wings.
Ooh, I love Windy Wings.
I know. They're just so pretty. And
I think everybody loves those. Even the non-pony collectors, when they come in here, they're like, oh, look at these ones with butterfly wings.
Oh, yes.
They're so cool.
These girls are definitely butterflying it up.
The colors are a little bit, they're good. They're definitely good. And
oh, yeah.
They're not totally bizarro colors
like
some of the Argentinian ponies are. But so they're really some really nice combinations they got going on for these.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And
so who's first?
And the wings are actually a bit more detailed. In a way where they do have some type of dark outlining within their wings.
No. Not really. They're not more detailed. They're just different colors. That may give them appearance that they're more detailed because some of the winged designs are just bolder. Like something may be pink and yellow on one pony, and it's like dark purple and green and just much more obvious on an Argentinian pony.
No, I'm actually looking at the photos, and they've got dark outlined wings.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the pony, and it does not. So maybe a specific pony does. Which pony are you talking about that has this?
All of them have it.
Then that must be something to do with the photo or something, because I'm telling you, that is...
How can one, two, three, four photos of loose and one in the package...
Interesting, because mine's in package, and there is no dark outline. But one thing we can agree on, regardless if some had the dark outline or not, is that their wings were much more brittle. The Argentinian wings, if you don't find those suckers mint on card, you'll be very lucky to find one with wings that are intact. They were like the flutter counterpart when it comes to brittle wing. You know, the U.S. Windy Wings, I mean, those wings are pretty darn sturdy. You could find them at Goodwill's in a pile of toys, and it might have a crease in the wing, and that was about it. They're really, really good sturdy. Not the Argentinians. A lot of people have told me, like, even just sometimes taking them off the card, the plastic they use was so brittle that they just would snap right off. So having an RG winger with its wings is like having a U.S. flutter pony with its wings. Did you mute me or something?
No, I'm listening.
You're listening, but you're not saying anything.
I'm looking something up.
Okay, you do that. I'll talk more about those wings. You know, it's very hard now to find them. Come on, kitty. It's so cute how whenever I go to the pony room, within seconds, I don't care where the cat is, the cat, the little alley cat avatar, Dolly, is up there within seconds. She knows the sound of that door, and she is just there. It's so cool. She can be she was asleep. I was going to comment when we started the show how she was asleep in her bed, because at like 10 o'clock every night she decides to go to bed. And she was in bed early, and then as soon as she heard me open the door, she decided to go there.
She just shot up the stairs and right into the room.
Yeah, no, I don't know what you're talking about with dark outline. Are you just referring to the purple? That's the design element that's in the wings of the regular Windy Wings. It's just a lighter color. It's just purple. I don't call that an outline. I just consider that part of the interior design element. When you said outline, I thought you meant like around the entire edging of the wings.
No, just the lines.
Well, I don't think that's outlined to me, says the outside of the wings. So to be clear for people who are listening and maybe not looking at the actual pictures, when referring to the outline, she's referring to part of the actual design of the wings. Like, I guess maybe the veins of a butterfly wing on a monarch are dark and black. But as opposed to the monarch, there's not like a dark outline that goes all the way around the wing. It's just some of the interior... design is all dark. I think all the wings are pretty much almost the same, exactly the same on all of these guys, aren't they?
They are, actually.
Is there any color variation?
Oh, my God.
Oh, not again.
I can't
what?
Believe this. Would you actually honestly believe this?
I don't know.
Kit Kat sight?
No wingers?
Not a winger to be found.
You know, I want to say maybe she had mentioned something about that because, yeah, she was talking about finding one intact now with off card with swings. It's like just she's the one I heard that it's really hard to find. And then once she mentioned it, I started noticing it. I was like, oh, look at that. You really can't find them with their wings, can you?
Hmm.
Yes, they that's a dark purple, by the way. I'm sure it's the dark outline they're referring to is actually purple. It's a purple color. It's not black or anything like that.
Well, anyway, the veining is definitely darker in these girls. I didn't really notice that much. Hold on. Would you actually honestly believe that I actually have a pony in which I can pull very quickly and very easily from my own collection?
To compare? What are you talking about? What pony? Do you have an Argentinian winger?
No, I have one. I have the U.S. version.
Of the first one? Are you gonna mention the names, the counterparts here? What are we doing?
I'm trying to figure out, remember which one. Dear Lord, this thing is dusty as heck. Ew.
What's the problem?
She's very nice, very dusty one. Okay, here's the difference, okay? With the U.S. version, they didn't really outline the veins. They just kind of kept them from being colored.
No, they didn't. They're pink on the U.S. versions. You're looking at a different wing type, because the U.S. had a few different wing designs, whereas the Argentinians only used one. The wing design that they used on the Argentinian ponies is the same wing design that you see on Moonjumper and Glow and, let's see who else has that one. Looks like Moonjumper and Glow have the wing design that the Argentinians have. Of all my wingers. Oh, and Buzzer. No, not Buzzer. I take that back. Yep, Glow and Moonjumper. The other ponies have different. Oh, and it looks like maybe Lady, that little flitter, or Lady.
Little Flitter.
Little Flitter, yes. That's little Flitter also has the same wing design, but again, the colors are what throw you off to thinking that they're not. So if you were looking at the counterpart to the very first pony you're seeing, which name is that?
It's Little Flitter.
No, the one with the sun symbol, the very first Argentinian on Where the Rainbow Ends, the very first winger they show. Which one is that they're showing?
They don't actually have a name for this one on here. It's just Argentinian Whirly.
Right, Whirly. So if you have U.S. Whirly, the wings are different, as well as the colors being different, but the wing design is totally different because the Argies only use the one patterned wing. And they colored them all the same with the dark purple and the green and the light purple, instead of using the lighter colors, like, you know, Moonjumper has like a pink and a blue and a yellow, and Glow also has, you know, pink, blue, and yellow light colors, pastel colors. The wingers in Argentinian were more dark. Okay, Kitty, come on.
Oh, that's the one for the kids. Like, dang, Dolly is scratching hard.
We got the big kitten in here now.
You got kicked out of the basement. I thought Daddy was going to teach you guitar.
Okay, she's got kicked out of the basement. So we're like, oh, that's just wrong. You don't know who Randy Couture is? You can leave now.
I don't know who that is either.
Oh, he's awesome. Look him up sometime. Daddy likes it all. I know. Yeah, but when Daddy is gone all week and it gets turned off, it's got to be you. So don't do that.
I'm not. I'm just asking to turn it off.
I know Daddy turns it off. I yell at him about that too, but you know what? That's a futile effort. I just leave that be. So, to wrap it up, so that people aren't like, okay, get on with it. We get it. Argentinians all have the same wings. It's based off of one of the wing designs that Moonjumper and Glow share, as well as Lady Flitter, but different colors, all the same color on the Argies, bolder colors.
Definitely. And first up is Miss Whirly. She is yellow with green hair. green outline sun with three flying birds.
Yes, which is very different than the U.S. Whirly, which is like a cornflower blue with yellow hair and a pink symbol. It's totally different. This looks like, I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, wow, that pony looks familiar, yet not. The wings are different, the color's different. If it weren't for the symbol, we would not have a way to identify. And I don't have the computer in front of me, but I think the pose is different as well. Are all the wingers for the RGs, are they all in the same pose? Look at the pictures.
Yep, they all are in that same pose.
Well, there you go. That was where they dropped the ball. With a lot of the RGs, they do so many cool, colorful things. I'm glad they bothered to do the wingers, but they only did one wing design and one pose, but at least they did the color design.
You got to figure, you know, Hasbro probably told them, okay, you guys can do wingers, but you guys can only do this wing design, and...
No, I bet it was money. They were probably just like, we don't want to pay for all those molds. We'll pay you for the one, and we'll go from there.
Well, that too, probably.
That seems a little bit more likely.
Well, you never know.
That's true. You never do. Unless you work there. And now I have to go to the site from the other computer. Here, help me out here.
www.intothesea.com/mylittlepony.
Yeah. Look at that. Page not found. Okay. All right. I'll just go back to the Into the Sea, and then Where the Rainbow Ends. Come on, give me the clicky. There we go. Yay! Enter. Well, continue talking. Don't wait for me to be like, nobody cares about my navigation to the site.
Well, do you want to move on to the next girl?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we've been talking about the winger. You know, I think we've got enough of an intro going on for these guys. Okay, here we are. Oh, the next girl. I have her mint on card. This is the one I have mint on card. I love her.
She is Cool Breeze. She is, well, you tell us about her.
Well, the site says she is yellow with blue hair. The site is incorrect. She is not yellow. She's not any. It's just poor coloring of lighting. I would say, if you compared her to the U.S. Cool Breeze, U.S. Cool Breeze has got like that lime green color, which is very similar, very close to Mimic's color. They're like the only two ponies in all of the U.S. ponies that kind of have that color going on for them. Compared to RG's Cool Breeze. Is almost like a teal. She has a little bit more of a teal color to her to her green. She is not yellow at all. If you had to call one or the other yellow when you're holding them side by side, U.S. Cool Breeze looks yellow compared to RG Cool Breeze. And her hair is like Majesty Blue.
Ooh.
Majesty's color blue. Very, very close to that color. Or maybe Tootsie's blue, but you get the idea. Her symbol is the same, but it's a dark blue. It's like a nice, rich blue. And it's fatter. The symbol is fatter than the U.S. Symbol, which is interesting. And they're like, this palm tree, the leaves aren't big enough, and the grass isn't big enough, and the moon's not. They just made everything thicker and bigger. And her wings, of course, have the same wings. And her eyes, she has the dark blue eyes that match, that they're all the same color paint as her symbols, it looks like.
She's very pretty.
I really like her in this version. I was so happy when the RGs were available, and I was having to pick, okay, I'm going to get one from this set. This was like a must-have. And she comes, just so you know, a cornflower sun pick, and a red ribbon. That's what she has mint on card.
And does she have a little blue palm tree on her forehead?
Yes, she does. She has the same thing. And again, it's thicker than Cool Breeze's.
Ooh. Very cool.
Yeah. The one difference, I would say, I mean, if you really want to get into detail with these suckers, the palm tree on Cool Breeze, U.S., has like a crisscrossing going down the trunk that kind of looks sort of like, giving it the detail of like, you know, a coconut tree, palm tree bark. Whereas the Argentinian one does not have that. It's just solid. So that would be like a difference. And the grass on the RG is, it almost looks like a spiky sunburst kind of grass, you know, and the grass on the U.S. kind of looks more like cattails or something sticking out. So it's the designs. You can't say they took the same exact stamp because there are some subtleties that are different about the symbols. They're the same but subtly different. I don't know how they went about accomplishing that, but there you have it. She's awesome. She's beauteous. I highly recommend her. But she is the only RG winger that I have. So she's the only one that I can give detailed color information about. But, of course, I can give detailed color information about the wings since they're all the same wings.
Well, that's easy.
So at least there's that.
There you go. Well, up next is Miss Sunglider. She is pink with light purple hair, and she has her big yellow smiling sun as her symbol.
I think she's similar to, let me find the U.S. one. The U.S. one is also pink with a yellow sun and blue hair. So, and she's in the same pose as the RG one. So this one doesn't have as many variations. The wings are different and the hair is different. I don't know what color the Yargi eyes are, but otherwise, you know, she's pretty similar. She's a little more similar than maybe some of the others. Well, just because of the pose.
Very cool, very cool. Okay. Now, I do apologize. We're going to have to take a little side trip.
A side trip? We only have one more winger to talk about. Why don't we do that first?
No, because my dog is outside barking and it's after 9 o'clock. And so we...
Emergency change in plans. Noise ordinance. I thought the noise ordinance was like 10 p.m.
It is, but to be nice to my neighbors, I bring them in.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
Simply because some people actually do work on Saturday mornings.
Not me.
And he knows this because he lives with two people who do that.
That would kind of make you obligated to maybe be considerate.
Yeah. So it's either bring them in or muzzle them.
Muzzle them. Kidding.
No, seriously, we bought a muzzle just to keep him quiet when we put him out at night.
You did not.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
I feel so bad.
It's big enough to where he can still woof, but, like, the sound decibel is down by, like, 300.
Yeah, that's good.
Because he's a small dog, but seriously? He's a Jack Russell, but he sounds like a big, huge husky or something. Like just that's how loud his bark is. Okay, you did not hear him barking? This from the woman who always hears him barking when she's in the front living room, the air conditioner's going, two fans are going. And her TV's going. But yet she can't hear him.
Today.
She can't hear him with all the windows in the house open. Go figure. So now she just put him back out, and she can go take her happy butt back down and take him, bring him back in. So. Okay.
Dog is in. The world
dog
is right
is
again.
No, dog is out again because she just put him back out.
All right, well, if she did it, then she can take responsibility for bringing him back in. Let's get back to the show.
Exactly. Next up, last up, is Moonjumper.
Also one that I would not mind having just because I really like Moonjumper.
She is really cute. She is pink with blue hair, and her symbol is a blue cow jumping over a blue moon with a blue star and another crescent moon on her forehead.
All right, let me find my Moonjumper. I like the colors of the U.S. Moonjumper, who is kind of like a lavender, a pinkish lavender with her aqua-colored hair and her coral pink kind of symbols. I love Moonjumper. She's just great. But, you know, some ponies you can't have too much of. I would not mind having the other version of her.
Yeah.
Different. She's in a different pose. So that's another reason.
Well, you know, it's just like me. I'd like to have every single version of Moon Dancer in my house.
Yes, that's somewhat of a popular pony that people like to have every single one of. I've noticed that when you get to other countries, Moon Dancer will always go for more. Even if the variation is slight, she'll always go for more than the other ones.
As I've said numerous times, she is my favorite. I've had her plushie for years. I am very proud of her. I do admit to that.
So, we are now done with the RG Wingers. As much as I hate to say bye-bye to them, because they are amongst some of my favorite RGs, we must move on.
But, you know, we have to move on even more.
And I love the next couple babies we're going to talk about. I really, really do. They are on my want list, but I know that everybody else wants them too.
Oh yes, but this guy, we are moving on to babies.
Talking about babies.
Yes, we're talking about babies. These little baby ponies. Finally, there are babies. Just when we thought maybe there was a country that did not have children.
Yeah, you thought that. I knew. I have a couple of the RG babies.
Well, no, you know me. I'm trying to be a little bit more, you know, dramatic here, so.
No, they were able to reproduce prolifically. In Argentina.
Yes.
They had absolutely no problems with baby delivery.
Oh, no. And Symbol, oh, my, talk about different.
Some of them, yes. Some of them are definitely different. Some are, you know, just the same, but some are.
Very much different. And
worth noting, definitely.
Oh, yes.
What do we got here? So who's the first one we're going to talk about?
First up, we've got, well, she technically is considered not to have a name, but I guess she's been dubbed another version of Baby Sparkler.
Yes, apparently there are two versions. I think there actually are more versions. We would have to hear from the guru on this, as I believe she had told me the story before, and, of course, I forgot it. But there's like, I want to say there's like three versions of Baby Sparkler that not all of them are accounted for on this site.
Let me see.
There's quite a few. That Baby Sparkler may be the most prolific of the RG babies as far as varieties.
I'm looking at Kit Kat's site, and I'm only seeing two.
Yes, but I believe there's we had talked about that there is another one that I think there's another one that is not on this particular site. I could be wrong. I'm sure, you know, once she gets around to hitting this episode, she will correct me and inform me of what's what. But I want to say there is definitely another version of Baby Sparkler other than these two. But let's talk about these two.
First up is light blue with darker blue hair, and definitely darker blue. Her symbol is white and red diamonds, tan eyes, three white freckles on her nose. Oh,
well, there you go. That's what I'm talking about with the three, because Kit Kat does not have the one with the dark blue hair. Her other two have different color hair.
There, I'm looking at them right now.
So I told you there was more than two. Whew, at least I was right about that.
But unfortunately, I think this site might be wrong about the other baby sparklers. Because this one's saying mint green with pink hair.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's possible it's mint green. Like I said, again, we have to wait to hear from the guru. But we do know from looking at her site that there is like a light blue with pink hair.
Yes, there's light blue, pink hair, the white and red diamonds, and then there is a dark blue with the fading pink hair, I'm guessing.
That might be white. That might be intentionally white. I mean, I'm looking at Kit Kats, too. I mean, it's possible. Again, you know, it's a...
White slash pink. Want to go with that?
I tend to think it's supposed to be white hair. But again, I'd have to wait to hear from Kit Kat. Because if you look at the fading pink hair one next to it, the flash, the color is different. The white, I don't know. That's pretty darn white looking, but you know, could be. Only the guru knows. Or somebody else who happens to have her.
Yes.
And I know there's another site that I could actually go to pull up this information. And let me see if I can find that. And that would certainly help.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. Don't you hate it when you all of a sudden have an itchy nose?
It sounds like a commercial coming. And who would be the one you would go to in Ponyville to get rid of that itchy nose?
I don't know. Why don't you tell us?
I don't know. I was stalling for time. I was hoping you would tell me.
I do believe it. The nurse ponies.
Yeah, that would be it. The nurse ponies.
And at their clinic on sunshine and rainbows. On the corner of confetti and butterscotch.
Okay, if you say so, I will never remember how to get there.
I think you take a right at Posey Lane and a right at Applejack.
Uh-huh. Right. Sure. What are you looking up that you're trying to stall?
There we go. No, I just thought it was cute. You wanted a commercial. There was a commercial.
Yeah. Well, maybe I should have been more specific. Okay. I'm at the other site that has the babies. Let me see what I can find out about Baby Sparkler. Nope. They have one that's light blue with white hair, and it looks like they have it mint in package or mint on card, the picture they are showing. So there is a version that has white hair with red and white diamonds, light blue, white hair. And then, of course, they have a darker blue with pink hair. So it seems like there's some color things going on. It looks like you had a light blue with white hair, a light blue with pink hair, a dark blue with pink hair, a dark blue with white hair. It's kind of like, or like you said, is it the mystery fading pink?
I think everyone has stated, even if it's in package, it has faded.
Well, let's just go with that then. We'll say, you know what? Might be faded pink hair, but I tend to want to go with white just because I'm tired of the faded pink. I want to give it the benefit of the doubt. But she's kind of cool. She's kind of cool. I like that she's got something different going on with her symbols. That's another thing. You know, they mixed it up a little bit. She kind of has a casino feel to her, you know, with the white and red. Make her the Vegas baby.
There we go. We can take her to Vegas next time you go to Vegas.
She's got to go to Vegas.
Good luck.
And it looks like never mind. It looks like all of them have, a lot of them have brown eyes. Not all of them, but a lot of these babies have brown eyes, which is an interesting thing. I don't think we used brown as much as they did.
Oh, yeah.
Who's next?
Up next.
I know. Everybody ooh-oohs about this one.
I think the pony, Genie, would especially like this one.
Oh, yes, definitely. I like this one. I want this one.
I love it. This one looks really cute. I love her symbol. But it's Baby Posy.
We don't have a Baby Posy anywhere. I don't think there's a Baby Posy anywhere else in the world. I don't recall. I don't even think there's a Greek Baby Posy. There are no other Baby Posies.
Oh, no.
Can you think of any other Baby Posies? I think the Argentinian one is the only one.
And she is so cute. She is yellow with light purple hair. And her symbol is red tulips with green stems. And seriously, even looking at this picture of just the symbol, they look like real flowers.
I know.
They look like something that, you know.
Yeah, with the little green stems, and they're just so perfect.
Oh, yeah. And it looks like something that would be grown in my mother's yard come spring.
And the one.
It has the red ones.
When you look at Kit Kat, because, of course, she has this. Kit Kat has some really nice condition RG babies. She has, nice condition RGs. But her posy is so, the vibrant colors. You know, you can really get a good, really good indication of her true colors at Kit Kat's site. The hair is a very nice, rich lavender color as opposed to, a washed-out light lavender. And she's got the nice lime green eyes and the nice, rich, reddish flowers and the nice clean yellow and the nice green. I mean, there's nothing muddled, really, about her colors, which I think is another thing that's really nice about her. Sometimes some of these RGs will do something with the colors that just wasn't really the best color ever. But they really, when they did Baby Posy, they really did right by her.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes you wonder, why didn't anybody else make Baby Posy?
That's a good question. A question that may never be answered.
Did anybody else make Baby Sparkler? I think, I'm not thinking of a Baby Sparkler either.
I don't think so. It's been so long since our very first international show.
Well, gosh, we were doing UK. We were doing UK back at Christmas time, and shortly thereafter, you know, UK was the last before we started hitting the Nirvana countries. So we've been doing these guys for a good 8 months now, and I'm pretty sure when it comes to the RGs, I do not believe there's a Baby Sparkler in another country either, unless, again, Greek. You look at those Greek ponies, I'm telling you, if you look hard enough, you can make any of those symbols anything you want.
Oh, yeah.
Because they bleed out. A lot of them bleed out, and I know we talked about the quality of the ink and certain colors did that more than others. But I'm still, you know, I don't recall the Baby Sparklers. So, again, something else unique.
Oh, yes.
And who else do we have? I think there's actually a couple more that were not made elsewhere that we're about to talk about.
And up for next is Baby Butterscotch.
Which one are we talking about? Because they have two Baby Butterscotches.
They do?
Well, I guess, yeah, they do. It's just...
Well, those are first two babies. These are
regular
babies.
Right, right. We were talking about regular babies. Yeah, when we get down to the first tooth babies, then we get another baby butterscotch. But,
yeah. But
this
one
is the regular baby ponies.
Yes, orange with light blue hair, blue eyes, and the symbol is 6. Dark orange butterfly. I mean dark orange butterflies, as in there is
dark
no
orange.
These butterflies, these orange butterflies on this orange pony.
with this one, when these were available, I had to make a choice. Again, it was, you know, that limited funds thing, and I had to choose between this one and the first tooth, because, you know, had to get a baby butterscotch. And I went with the first tooth, because I thought she was maybe a little bit more different than this one for me, for whatever reason. But I certainly do love this baby butterscotch as well.
Oh, yeah. She is very cute.
And another baby. I mean, it's another one of those babies that I don't believe anybody else makes a baby butterscotch. What gives?
I don't know.
I mean, why were the Argentinian people so smart? It looks like on Kit Kat's site, these dark orange ones, the butterflies are so dark they almost look red. They might even be red.
Yeah, no, that's why I said these are dark, dark colored butterflies.
These are red-orange butterflies.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, though, really, when you think about, like, all the countries we've gone to, and so many of them, you know, in the U.K., they had their U.K. Exclusive ponies, and they even made babies for them, and they had the thought to maybe make some babies, like baby CJ, that we didn't have in the United States, or baby buttons. But it's interesting to note that so many other countries were like, hey, you need baby so-and-so.
Oh, yes.
Like, well, and I don't mean the G3 pony. I'm referring to the fact that, why didn't we make a baby posy and a baby sparkler and a baby butterscotch? I mean, these were the early guys. These were the first couple years, and the U.S. just, you know, we didn't make a baby Applejack in some of these. This is just kind of surprising me. And I guess that's just, you know, maybe they lingered longer on some of the original ponies. You know, where the U.S., they always talk about the U.S.'s attention span is so short. You know, we're always moving on to the next thing. And maybe in these other countries, you know, they really kind of grew more attached to some of those earlier ponies, and they felt they needed the babies. Maybe they looked at it slightly different. I think that's fantastic. I'm glad somebody made babies for these early ponies.
Me too, definitely. Who's next? Oh, she is the life of the party because she always brings her
confetti. That was like the shortest almost sprinkle ever.
And that was just too funny that we both did it at the same exact time.
Yeah, because you didn't set that up at all.
No. We didn't. Seriously, we did not set it up.
I was going with the intonation of your voice, you know, just natural timing after that. Baby confetti, yet another baby not available anywhere else that I'm aware of.
Nope, I don't think
I can't think of a baby confetti anywhere.
I don't know.
I hate saying that. I mean, I feel really, you get a moment of severe uncomfortableness when you want to claim that this pony is not made anywhere else, because there are so many countries. But I feel pretty sure that, again, yet another one not made elsewhere.
But, of course, we could be wrong when we move on.
Yeah, we can move on and somebody will correct us, I'm sure. And then we will tell you next week.
Yes. Yeah, but
if we are wrong about one, let me tell you, Argentinian ponies, the babies lost to them were not made anywhere else. That we know. But she's kind of neat. She wouldn't be neat like... Like, I don't particularly like her because she's kind of in Tootsie's colors. And I've never, for whatever reason, found Tootsie's color combination to be really eye-catching for me. Which is odd because green and blue do go very well together, but for me it just never did it. But she would be like a really cute baby for Tootsie. It'd be like Tootsie and Confetti had kids.
There you go, there you go. That sounds about right.
Tootsie always did have kind of a masculine feel to it, so I'm going with that.
Yes, yes.
You know, I mean, maybe not the most masculine name,
no.
But that's okay.
But, yes, yeah, she is a shade of green. What shade would you say that is?
It's pretty darn close to Tootsie's shade, except maybe a little brighter.
She's a Tootsie shade. And then,
I don't have the original Tootsie because I just did not find her very attractive. I have her UK version, the white one. I like white Tootsie. But, yeah, I'd say she's pretty darn close to Tootsie's, maybe just a little greener, a little brighter. Not... According to Kit Kat, I'm looking at Kit Kat. I really love that the pictures she took really capture the quality of the color pretty darn well. So she looks like your standard, you know, really good quality green Tootsie.
Yeah, she's green with light blue hair, orange eyes, three white freckles on her nose, and her symbol is red and blue confetti sprinkles. And there is no denying that it is red and blue.
Yes, they are red and blue. Who's next?
Up next, we have...
A baby.
Ooh.
We're ooing.
It's one of my favorites.
Ooh.
It's another one. It's Baby Moon Dancer.
Yay!
Hooray!
Do you have any of them? Do you have any Argentinian ponies?
I have none.
Aw.
I have absolutely none.
Well,
but
I'm sure you will one day. I'm sure you will manage to find a baby.
Yes.
And maybe it will be Baby Moon Dancer.
One of her few versions. We have a few. First up is Baby Moon Dancer is white with light blue, red, and light pink / purple hair with blue eyes, and her symbol is blue stars around a gray crescent moon.
Yeah, this one's just kind of freaky deaky on me. I don't know what to make of this one.
The photo doesn't look exactly right.
You look at it and go, I don't know if I believe that pony. I mean, they have other ones that were in, you know, some of the first two that have three colors of hair. It's not like it's unheard of. It just doesn't look right.
No.
I don't know. I mean, you know, it probably is. Because there is another moon dancer that they have with three colors of hair from the first two set. But, and that blue looks right. That blue definitely looks like the kind of blue that they had for these RG babies. It's the other colors that you're not expecting. So we'll just have to wait to hear from somebody about whether or not, you know, what's going on with that particular pony. Kit Kat doesn't have that one. But I think she has the next one.
Oh, yes. There is yet another version. This one is definitely white with bright green hair and orange eyes. And
she looks kind of cream-colored, actually.
You've seen her in person?
No, but I've seen some other Argentinians that are supposed to be white that are really cream inside and out. So it's possible she was made this way. But on KitKat's site, she's cream-colored, and there are white-looking ponies on there as well that look very white compared to the kind of cream color. And it could be that maybe some of the Argentinian ponies, their white just became a creamy color very quickly.
Maybe. You never know.
No, I wouldn't say never. It's just that we don't know.
Well, that's sure we don't know.
But we do know that the photography from Into the Sea tends to be somewhat overexposed and not always as color accurate as some other sites. So it's possible either way. Let me see if I can check my third site. We have three sites to reference for these guys. And let's see, we're looking for baby. Yeah, yellow hair, yellow. Yeah, see, now they're saying the other Argentinian site is saying she's yellow with green hair. So I'm going to say that maybe she is supposed to be more of the cream variety than actually white. The Argentinian white, which is actually cream. How's that?
There you go. But yeah, she does have blue stars surrounding a lighter crescent moon in the shade of blue.
The lighter crescent moon? The lighter crescent moon is not blue. It does not appear to be blue. It appears to be more of like a yellowish, maybe light yellow, weird yellow. They had that color that they used for some of them that almost looks more like a shadow than an actual color. And that's what's on Baby Moon Dancer on both of the other sites that I'm looking at. The other site being, whose site is this? I'm so sorry, I can never remember whose site this is. It's the Angel Fire. I don't know if this is Estrella. This might be Estrella's site. But she's like the next one for, you know, triple checking. You know, go to Into the Sea, we go to KitKat, we go to Estrella, and we kind of compare, you know, whichever two are the most alike, we go with that.
There you go.
But I think, you know, again, it's kind of weird. Some of those colors just did not translate real well, and on this particular one, that's one of them. But the lime green hair is kind of interesting. She's got that whole magic star thing going on with the creamier, yellower body. I mean, definitely, say magic star had something to do with the creation of this pony.
You think magic star might be the daddy?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. I'm totally thinking that's what happened.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm so glad we both agree about that.
Yeah, it's nice to agree on something, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
It happens. Timestamp. We agreed.
We agreed on a pony. I can't believe it.
I know. It's amazing. Yes, and the next pony. Oh, I really like the next pony, too. And it happens to be named Estrella. Boy, wasn't I just saying that name?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Up next, it is Estrella or Baby Stars.
Or, as some people might want to say, she reminds me of, like, a baby Bluebell.
She does. She's really cute, though. In this,
she is. She's super cute. I would dub her baby Bluebell. That's what I would call her.
Yeah. Well, she is light. It says light Grace,
a very unusual light blue. She's got that weird light blue, like how Daffodil from the UK Flower Ponies looks white on every picture and every site that you ever look at, but when you get her in person, she's actually this really, really light aqua blue that you're like, holy cow, what happened? Did she get washed with like a bunch of jeans? What happened to her? That's what she looks like. She totally looks like a white shirt that's been washed in jeans, with jeans, with blue jeans. But on a lot of sites, she has a white appearance. So a lot of people are shocked. Like, I was shocked I got her. I was like, oh, my gosh, I thought she was white, but she's not. And I think Baby Bluebell is of the same variety. Her blue is of that kind of luminescent, light blue that looks white until you see her in person, is what I suspect is going on with this particular pony.
I think all ponies are tricksters in their own ways, but this one really shows her tricks.
Yeah, see, this other site is also saying that she's light blue, so I'm going with the people that that say so. These are people that are giving descriptions because they own them, so. And I want her. I want her. I remember I had to, again, she was one of the ones that I said, I'm sorry, I can't afford to get you two. I must let you go to the wayside. Of all of them, though, Baby Posey did not show up a whole lot. When we had all those Argentinians showing up, mint on card and stuff like that, I mean, if I had seen a Baby Posey, I would have so snatched that up. But I didn't see that one, really. I saw the baby bluebells and the baby sparklers and the baby confettis and the baby butterscotches. I saw plenty of those, but I didn't see Baby Posey. I know. Gosh.
Sorry.
Do we need to have pony snack time?
I say pony snack time.
Yay! Pony snack time! Woohoo! Because did we finish the babies?
Or do you want to finish the babies first?
No, that set of babies. Did we finish that set?
Not yet. Do we want to finish that set first?
Let me look. Yes, we only got one more, and she's so important. Of course we must finish this set, and then
we got to finish Baby Stars first.
Okay, she's cute. We're done. Move on. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
She also has light purple hair, pink eyes, and her symbol is pink and green stars. But if you look at Kit Kat's site, is that another one down in the lower left-hand corner?
No, that's Baby Moon Dancer with the green hair that's yellowish. That's what I was saying. I think she's supposed to be like a cream yellow color. Not supposed to be white.
Okay.
What are we looking at? Something else? Are we looking at something different?
No.
You looking at a first tooth collection?
No, I was looking. Now that I'm pulling the thing closer, now I'm finally seeing the moon on there. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, Baby Moon Dancer. That's the one I was talking about when you said she was white, and I said no, I think she's more of a cream yellow, and that she had that shadowy kind of symbol going on with the blue stars that we were talking about. That's the one.
Yeah.
But yes, the stars are definitely, she's got like the Christmassy colors going on. It's a very bright red and a very evergreen kind of green looking stars.
Yeah.
Very Christmassy.
Definitely. Next up is It's Baby Applejack.
I love Baby Applejack. I don't care. She's like one of those babies that I think just makes an adorable baby. UK Baby Applejack, Argentinian Baby Applejack. I don't know who else Baby Applejack, but I just love Baby Applejacks. They're cute.
She is cute. She is a bright pink body with light blue hair, blue eyes, and the symbol is red apples and green leaves.
Again, and when we say bright pink body, We're talking like a coral, neonish, bright pink. It's unlike, I think, a pink that you see anywhere else. I cannot think of another pony that is this color of pink offhand. Because it is. It's like a pink, but it's a coral, but it's neon, but it's, yeah, it's unique.
Is it that type of pink that, just like with, you know, the 2010 Fair Pony, you can see coming, that type of shading that you can just see coming from a mile away?
Yes, it is. And as a matter of fact, not only would you see it coming from a mile away, you'd be able to identify it a mile away. It's sort of like, you know, again, the Mimic and the Cool Breeze. You know, that color is so unique. I really think you'd be hard-pressed to see that in a sea of ponies and not say, oh, look, RG Baby Applejack. Say it three times fast.
Oh, yeah.
RG Baby Applejack.
Because
I'm looking around. I'm looking around. Things come close, but not quite. Yep, she looks to have a unique color.
She is cute. Again, that's that one, that shade of pink that, as I said, just like with the 2010 Fair Pony, you can't miss that puppy coming from a mile away.
I mean, I guess we could. I mean, if I wanted to go through all, if I went through all the ponies, I might find one that's similar to and be able to compare, but I think we can just suffice to say that there's not too much out there that has that color. I have a fakie that's kind of a similar color, but that doesn't count. Whew.
No, it does not.
And we might even be able to find something of similar color in the G3s, but I'm just not even going to go there. I'm getting tired. I need a little pick-me-up. I think I need pony snack time.
Pony snack time sounds good. But you can have pony snacks. Mom and I were at the grocery store today. Let's just say I should not go to the grocery store at certain times in a month because I'll look at something and start craving it.
That's like me. If I go when I'm hungry, all of a sudden I crave everything in the dang place. Everything looks amazing. Don't want to
well,
do
no,
that.
We went there, and it's like almost every single brand of ice cream's on sale because, of course, it's Labor Day weekend. So every brand of ice cream is going to be on sale. So, yeah, we ended up walking out with some vanilla bars, little drumsticks, and these cute little Edie's ice cream things. So, yeah, we just kind of went into the ice cream section, and I just went completely bonkers.
Well, I am in the cupboard getting pony snacks. Do you want any pony snacks? No pony snacks for Tomcat. Kitten! Do you want pony snack time? Are you going to eat them? You sure? Okay.
Okay.
Pony snack time. While she tries to teach herself a song. And Dolly is loving it. That is so weird.
Do you want to help me pick out, do I want double fudge brownie, peanut butter cup, yogurt blend chocolate fudge brownie, or
oh, hell no on the yogurt. I'm saying cookie dough. Cookie dough is good. Or double fudge brownie. It's between those two for me.
I think I'll go with the double fudge brownie for tonight.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
It's in this cute little tub. I don't know if you've seen it. It's this cute little tub, and it's like one container is one serving.
You sound like you're torturing a cat probably in the background. That's Vienna learning something on the guitar.
No, it doesn't sound
no, you
like
do,
perfect.
But it probably isn't translating incredibly well.
It sounds like very good snack time music.
All right, pony snack time. So, here you go.
Mmm. cookie dough.
Yeah, you're making me... I have a Carvel ice cream cake up in the freezer. I'm like... I might, like, just open up one package of Pony Snack Time here and split it with everybody and then be, like, whipping out the ice cream myself. Oh, we've got lots of the pink hearts. Those are good ones. I like those.
Yeah, so seriously, there's that one time in a month you don't ever want to let me into a store because then I just start craving everything, and it's really funny. Mom and I will get off from work, and it's like, what do you want for dinner? I don't know. I really want one of these. And until I have that, I am not a happy camper. Until that craving has been fed, Amy is not happy.
Can I open another package? All right, we have successfully shared Pony Snack Time. Would you like ice cream cake? Okay. Now we gotta go enlist Tomcat. Somebody's gotta partake in the ice cream cake with me.
No, it's funny. I was actually at the store today and I was looking at a Carvel ice cream cake thinking, ooh, this would be so good, but not for $12.
Yeah, but you get, it goes a long way. It really does. There's a lot more there than you realize.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's only two of us and we normally don't ever finish a cake.
No?
A regular cake. I think it would get freezer burned.
Yeah, but this is ice cream.
But it would get freezer burned before we even got anywhere near finishing it.
Oh, well. Yeah, mine might have to get tossed. Mm. I had taken it out of the freezer because you're supposed to, like, take it out and let it sit for a little bit in the fridge so that it'll soften some. And I forgot about it. Yeah, I took it out at, like, I don't know, it must have been like 11 at night, and then like 6 in the morning I remembered. So it hadn't fully melted, but it had melted. It had gone, but it wasn't completely gone. It was, so I was like, it's kind of salvageable. I just couldn't bring myself to toss the Carvel ice cream cake. I'm thinking, you know, hey, I mean, it's still cream. It's still cold. It was still, like, milkshakey kind of consistency. It's not, like, going to be bad for me, right?
Mm-mm.
Right? I mean, it's refrozen.
It still tastes good.
But it is weird.
Good.
I don't know how much further we're going to get with our ponies tonight, considering we are now partaking in ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we both are partaking in ice cream.
Mm-hmm. This is serious business.
And I have to say, okay, if you're ever in your freezer section, in the ice cream section of your grocery store, look for the Edie's Fun Flavors. Because seriously, this is fun.
It's fun? Is that what you just said?
Because you get this little, basically, it's a little tub of ice cream, and it's like so tiny. You know, you can just eat it right. You know how you always want to just, like, dig a spoon right into that tub of ice cream that's
mm-hmm.
in the freezer, but you know you shouldn't because you have other people in the house who are going to eat from it? Well, it's that one little thing. Oh, I took the double fudge brownie out. Okay.
Yeah, that is the one you said you were going to go for, I thought.
Oh, well, I'm brain dead. But it's like that little tub of ice cream, that tub of ice cream that you can just stick your spoon into and don't have to worry about it because you know there ain't going to be enough for anyone else.
That's cute. It's sort of like those Ben and Jerry little ones.
Mm-hmm. And the thing says serving size one container.
Oh, so there's nothing deceptive about the nutrition information.
It says it's 200 calories, and that means it's 200 calories.
You know, whenever I think about maybe I should start exercising to keep my womanly figure, because, you know, girlish figure is kind of reaching there.
Yeah.
But to keep my womanly figure, and then I see somebody put something up on Facebook about how they just ran 4 miles and they burned 450 calories. I'm going, really? That's it? You just ran 4 miles and all you got out of it was 450 calories? It just really deflates the whole desire to want to go exercise.
Well, see, me, my girlish figure, my womanly figure, it ain't going nowhere. It's kind of staying the way it is. So it's more along the lines of you either like it, and if you hate it, there's the door. Don't let it kick. Don't let it hit you on the way out. And if it does hit you on the way out, that's because I slammed it on your happy butt.
Oh, yeah. You did that.
So, yeah, you could turn around and look at me kind of like, I cannot believe you just did that. And I'll just be standing there going, oh, yes, I did.
Well, either way, some things in life you just shouldn't deny yourself.
No.
Now, that's not to say you shouldn't partake in moderation.
Well, exactly, just like me. I ate a little bit of my ice cream and I just put the rest of it back in the freezer.
So you didn't even eat the whole single serving?
No.
Wow. That's impressive.
I ate maybe half of it.
See, you didn't need the fancy packaging. You made your own 100-calorie snack bag.
Exactly. Plus that, you know, I want more of it probably another day. So,
and if you eat it all, you can't have more.
Exactly. I'd have to go to the store and buy more. And you know, when you buy those little things and you buy a lot of them, you end up never eating them.
I don't know whose house you're talking about.
Well, that's in my house. I'll end up forgetting about it, and it's like several months later, I'm looking in the freezer going, oh my God, I can't believe we still have these, and opening it up and finding freezer burned all over it.
Well, if they've never been opened, they shouldn't be freezer burned.
Well, with my luck, they'll be freezer burned.
I generally don't have that problem because Tomcat has a sweet tooth to rival any woman.
He's never met me.
We got milkshakes the other day at Chick-fil-A. Got those, like, really decadent cookies and cream milkshakes that are, like, you know, 5 pounds, like, instantly. And I got a small, and he got, like, the large. And I drank, like, half of the small. He drank his whole large, and then the rest of my small.
Oh, dear Lord.
And, I mean, this man is, like, an incredible fit shape. I mean, he goes to the gym and everything else. But I still don't know, where the heck do you put that? Do you have, like, a reservoir going down your leg or something? Because I just, that's just consumption-wise, the capacity. Where the heck is that going? You know, liquid is already pretty dense. It's not like it gets compressed anymore.
Exactly. That's a good question.
But he did it. He's like my diet plan. Not only do I make sure to never eat as much as him, I just make sure to share everything. If I'm eating it, I just make sure he takes half of it.
There you go.
And that way he gets the proper amount of calories he needs, and it keeps me from getting too many.
There you go.
And it's like, you know, we've been married like 15 and a half years or 15 years now. And you'd think, it's like every time we eat, same conversation. Here, honey, have some. No, honey, you eat it. No, you know I'm not going to finish it. Go ahead and take a bite. No, I'll just eat whatever's left there. Take a damn bite. Every single day.
Oh, God.
I know. It's, you know, it's kind of cute, though. All right, it's time to put the ice cream cake away. Because unlike that little container, the ice cream cake is not divvied up into little serving sizes. And their serving size is not always very realistic.
No.
They have, like, on the side of the box, serving size is 1/15 of the cake. All right. I want to know who cut the cake into 15 slices. Why not 16? Or why not 14? Why the heck did they have to pick 15? Who the heck is cutting it into 15 slices? You cut it into thirds, and then you had to cut each third into 5 slices? How weird is that?
That is weird. And trust me, when I eat a piece of cake, it ain't no 1/15 of the cake. No, I'm like,
A typical size would be like maybe an 1/8 of a cake.
Yes.
Would be, a standard cake slice, usually. So this ice cream cake is denser, maybe it's a little bigger, because ice cream, you're going to go with a smaller piece. What about 1/16 of the cake?
Yes. Well, see, unfortunately, if I'm at my aunt and my uncle's house and my aunt's cutting up the cake, it's more along the lines of, here's a third. Here you go.
Oh, yeah, I know about those people. Okay, so we cannot seriously spend the last 20 minutes of the show talking about cake and ice cream, so.
No.
Well, maybe we should talk about something else. Or maybe we just end early. I mean, how many ponies? The problem is where we're at. I mean, I always like ending at a certain point where it's easy to pick up rather than being like halfway through a set. But
well, we are at an easy point. We're at the beginning of a new set.
That's what I was just saying. Can we talk about, is there anything going on in the current pony world that we can talk about? There was a contest, a poll, if you will, of Big Brothers. Who was the favorite Big Brother / male pony? And they had a poll where they pitted by random generating of which two ponies had to go up against each other. And they had all the mountain boys, all the daddies, loving family guys, as well as your big brothers. And every few days you had two ponies that had to go up against each other, and you had to vote which one, you liked better, and the other guy got tossed to the wayside. And who do you think won the ultimate prize? Who was the favorite Big Brother? Remember, this includes the Mountain Boys, the Loving Family Daddies, as well as the daddies from the U.S.
Who?
I said guess.
Was it Chief?
Yes! It was Chief. Did you just go look that up?
Actually, no. I just took a wild guess.
I was really surprised. I voted for Chief, and Chief made a stunning comeback because he originally, I think, had to go up against... Who did he originally go up? He went up against, like, Icy or one of the Mountain Boys in one of his rounds, and he lost. And then, like, I guess it was, like, midway through the rounds, they took all of the losers, because some of those rounds were really close, where the winner only won by, like, one vote, and there were, like, 100 people voting. So they took all the losers of the rounds, and they said, okay, last chance, one of these guys is going to go on. Of all the losers, we're giving them a second chance. Which one's it going to be? So Chief had won that round. that he did not deserve to be kicked out of the contest that early. And then, so ironically, he wound up winning, which is funny because I always thought, I thought that it was going to come down to Chief and Icy, and I thought Icy was going to take it because so many people are just so gaga over the Mountain Boys. And I really thought that that kind of enamored view of the Mountain Boys was going to carry Icy over. And it wasn't Icy. It wound up being Sunburst and Chief in the final. And Chief mopped the floor with Sunburst.
Oh,
totally,
cool.
Totally. Bigger. I was so happy because he is a true big brother. He is like, for me, he was the epitome of a big brother. You know,
oh,
role model, his colors are awesome, his outfit was awesome, he has a bandana, he's masculine, he's the dude, he's the man's man, he's the woman's man, he's it. You know, so I was really happy that an actual big brother had won as opposed to one of the Mountain Boys, which I love them too, but I feel for the contest purposes, I thought that was a fantastic choice.
Well, in that case, I better lock Chief up or else all my girls are going to be going up after him.
I'm a firm believer that all white ponies are descendants of Chief. Chief made a lot of ponies happy, and we have lots of white babies.
Yeah, that might be it. You know, you never know. And after all, you know, big brothers didn't eventually become big daddies, you know.
So is there any other interesting news going on in the pony world?
I don't know. And have you heard anything about the show Hub or HUD or HUB?
Huh? The show? I'm sorry, could you speak English again, please?
That was the new pony show that's supposed to be coming up, supposed to be premiering rather soon.
I've heard so many different times. I've heard October. I've heard next spring. I don't know what to think.
Well,
the Hub. Oh, is that the channel? The channel is called The Hub?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really lost on what's going on with that show, but I really think that's going to bring a whole lot of life to pony collecting again. They are going to be definitely a new incarnation of style. Love them or hate them, I think they are really going to bring in a whole another level of collectors. I think we'll get a lot of new collectors out of these guys because they're tapping into a hot market. They're tapping into the anime market, and that's something that's becoming bigger and bigger, particularly in the U.S. and I'm sure in other countries as well. So you've got lots of kids. I mean, my daughter's freaking. She's 14 years old, and I haven't seen her quite this excited about a pony in a long time. She gets excited about them, don't get me wrong, but this is like the level of like 7-year-old, oh my gosh, I can't wait till these are in the store. Oh! You know, she's freaking out. So
they said that the new show should be supposed to be coming out this fall because that's when they're going to be releasing the new line as the episodes premiere.
Yeah, see, I haven't heard hard. Like, I haven't heard a solid, like, that's a definite date. You know, until I see a date, okay, airing on this day and releasing in stores on this week, right now it's just kind of like rumor, speculation, innuendo off of a comment.
No, actually, that was actually said by Hasbro.
Yeah, Hasbro. But then they also said something about the spring.
So hopefully
it's the fall.
They're going to be releasing something in the spring.
Right. So are they releasing the toys in the spring and the show in the fall?
the show is supposed to be in the fall, bringing about the new toys as the episodes premiered.
Well, that's going to be pretty cool because we're actually going to see some new characters. I love the people they have doing the show because I absolutely loved Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, and when Sienna was younger, we really loved the Powerpuff Girls, and it may not be what I think most people think of when they think My Little Pony, but the quality of those two shows gives me really, really good hopes for what they're going to do with the My Little Pony. It may be a different style than what most people are used to, but considering the people that are doing it, I think it'll be a really fun show.
Definitely.
Assuming they stay to the same kind of quirkiness and sense of humor and slight oddity. They were kind of oddball cartoons. They really were, you know, not mainstream, typical kinds of cartoons. They were really unusual in their character.
Here we go. Just found something.
What'd you find? Enlighten us.
My Little Pony returning to TV on Discovery / Hasbro channel. Close. I hate it when these little pop-up things will suddenly...
Come on, computer, come back to wake. We have 4 minutes. Hey, what happened to Pony Genie?
You know, I talked with her yesterday, and she said definitely she would not be coming on tonight. She actually had a little bit more oral surgery last night.
Okay. Well, I knew that, but I thought maybe you had a more creative excuse. I mean, yeah, I knew she had the oral surgery, and but talking like this, I was going to be on the phone. But
I thought
you'd be like, Pony Genie is in Jamaica, you know, and surfing with the hurricane force winds. I mean, I just thought you'd come up with something else. I didn't want to blow it on you. You know how you're always like, I had something planned, and I didn't want to blow it.
See, she had said she might come on. So I was kind of waiting to see if maybe she would pop on for a little bit, but let me put it to you this way. She text messaged me last night, and it took me about 4 minutes to actually
read
and decipher what she
said. I was like, I texted her back. I was like, okay, is that you using speak to talk for your texting, or are you just being funny? And apparently she was just phonetically spelling out what she sounded like, but... Yeah, I had to read it a few times.
I asked her when she wrote me. It was like, man, they gave you some good stuff. No, didn't they?
But yeah. So okay, did you find anything about the show? We miss you, Pony Genie. We want you to get better soon. You're gonna have an amazing smile after all these dental nightmare things that you're going through. Plug along. I know you are just going to be so thrilled. But in the meantime, we had to suffer without you. And we miss you. Now, what time is that show supposed to come on?
Okay, hold on. I'm looking.
You got 2 minutes.
Discovery Hasbro. See, the worst part is trying to find introducing the hub. Here we go.
Because the hub is also considered like a new channel. It's like a whole new thing they're introducing, I believe.
Joint venture launching in fall of 2010. The hub will be launching... Hubworld.com. Here we go. I finally found the website.
That's great. And launching in the fall. That's like a really big window. I'm guessing that's sometime October.
Okay. Here. the Hub will be launching on the air on 10/10/2010, so it'll be 10/10/10.
Oh, isn't that cute?
And
how can you forget that date? 10/10/10. So that's when we'll start paying attention, and maybe My Little Pony will be among the initial lineup. But right now, guys, we've got to play the kimono song because time is up.
Here we go. It's bye-bye.
See you next week.
This is Kimono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Wait till I get my hands on that woman. She didn't
okay,
even so much. She didn't send me a text during the show. The next thing is, she probably going to tell me something like she was on painkillers, laid up in bed, chicken noodle soup.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. I've got information on the show. It's My Little Pony, Friendship Magic. Oh, this is just too cute. Okay. Get your muzzle out of those books and make some friends.
Okay. When? Did it say a date, or does it just say that's what's gonna that the show is coming?
Basically, it's still basically saying that it's coming, and you got to figure they haven't even launched the channel yet, so they're probably going to be launching.
I'm just wondering if this might be one of their, you know, signature opening lineup shows.
Exactly.
You know, we don't know.
If you go to the, basically you go to http://hubworld.com, okay, and what you're going to find is you're going to find the 10/10/10, but you go over to the right, and you're going to see a little blue pony. Just click on that little blue pony. It's going to bring up the show.
Oh.
Check out 10 of the great shows you'll see on the Hub on 10/10/10. So that's the day this show will also be airing, is on October 10th. And I don't think that's announced anywhere on any of the boards.
So they're saying the show is going to now launch on the October 10th.
They're stating, check out 10 of the great shows you'll see on the Hub on 10/10/10.
Well,
so you've heard
shoot.
It here.
Maybe you heard it here first, unless it's buried in a post somewhere.
I don't think it is.
Well, you know, I haven't really been up on the post as much in the last week or two, so I cannot say for absolute certain, but I'd say there's a very good chance of it. Tomcat, did you ask Kitten if she wanted some noodles? You asked her already? You know what's so super cool is he actually responds to that now. He has been totally indoctrinated. I mean, all these years I never really bothered to refer to him in any kind of pony name, but he took to it fairly well, considering. I mean, come on. He's got a room full of ponies in his house. It was inevitable.
As I had told
somebody before, you just can't have a whole room of ponies without the consensus of the people you're living with.
Exactly.
Right there is the reason I stay married. that alone. That's the keeper. He's smiling. Oh,
you know
I thought he was smiling because of me. Smiling because he's watching inappropriate adult cartoons.
What are you talking about?
We were talking about how you're a keeper just because you let me have a pony room. For that reason alone, I'm staying married.
really?
Yeah.
What about the part where I make
We're not talking about that. Okay, time to go.
Okay, guess what? Guess what? I do
what?
Believe... because I'm looking at TP, and I did a search for the, I put in their new My Little Pony show, and I do believe, heads up, that we are the first to announce it.
Well, I'm going to put it on my calendar, and we shall see. That's a Sunday. MLP Hub. And it's a Discovery Channel?
Basically, it's a new, it's going to be a new channel.
But it's a Discovery Channel, like how they have, like several Discovery Channel networks.
Right. It's basically, Hasbro and Discovery Channel got together, and that's how they came up with Hub.
All right, so here's the question. Does this mean that all the stuff on this thing is going to be like a giant Hasbro advertisement? Like every Hasbro toy is going to be...
Let's see. They've got G.I. Joe.
Little Pet Shop.
Hold on. Pound Puppies! Oh.
But those are originally Tonka's. Did Hasbro buy them out?
I think so. Transformers, Watts, and Twisted Whiskers.
I'll have to look into this, because that's going to bring... Boy, talk about taking commercialism to a whole new level. You have an entire channel devoted to one company's line of toys, and then you make cartoons based around them all. Wow. That's like marketing genius.
You think?
That tells you how huge Hasbro is that they've essentially just bought an entire TV channel for their own means. It's like toys are going to take over the world. Forget Time Warner, okay? Hasbro is going to become the new world conglomerate. Wow. Which would be awesome, because if that's the case, imagine the newfound respect people would have for Hasbro toy collectors. That would be like almost like having stock in the company.
Exactly. Okay, here we go. The Hub adds iconic popular series to launch lineup. Yep. The launch is on... Looks like this is actually showing what they're going to be doing. From what time to what time.
Really? What time is My Little Pony coming on?
It's not saying because it's... I don't know what age...
Well, in the store, they advertise Hasbro My Little Pony from, like, 3 to 7 years old. They totally wrecked us by limiting, instead of the 3 and up, they, like, advertise them, like, from ages 3 to 7 or something.
Well, they've got preschool ages 2 to 5 from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m., kids afternoon, kids prime time from 6 6 to 12.
At any rate, if you people want to do like all the investigative work that we're trying to do live, because we know you really care, I suppose you'll just have to go to what's the website so people can like mosey around and take a peek.
It's basically www.hubworld.com. That's HUBWORLD.com.
And did you say there was, like, a little pony you can click on to get more specific information?
You get specific information as to the My Little Pony show by basically clicking on, trying to figure out which pony this one is supposed to be. I think it's
the blue pony. Maybe it's supposed to be that new
Pegasus.
Crazy winged pony.
No, it's the blue Pegasus.
Yeah, it's probably supposed to be, like, Celestial, whatever her name is. Come on, you saw the pictures.
No, Princess Celestia is white.
I thought she was kind of like bluish.
No, she's white.
She's white, but she doesn't she have like blue boots or something like that?
She has blue boots, but she's white, and she's also a unipeg.
Yeah, unipeg. She's got. So this one isn't a unipeg?
No, this one's just regular blue Pegasus. I think this is supposed to be Rainbow Dash.
Rainbow Dash isn't a Pegasus.
Well, they're making her a Pegasus.
Okay. Well, you know what? Mystery Pony will have to be deciphered later. I would say that we did a pretty good job tonight. We covered quite a few Argentinian ponies. We covered some current events. We managed to go to the pony room and have pony snack time and ice cream for good measure.
Oh, yes.
We
managed to announce something that I don't think is announced on any of the pony boards.
We shall see. And then that'll be cool because we have, like, a timestamp. So somebody else will be like, hey, we're announcing it first. Oh, my gosh, look what we found out. We can be like, yeah, but go listen to our show. We talked about it live before any of you. We could do that.
Oh, yes. Because we talked about it on 9-3.
Not only that, it's recorded. You can't go back and edit that post.
Nope.
Because we're not that skilled. We don't know how to edit anything. Good or bad. We're done
and
for.
And you can order the transcript and have it in writing.
Mm-hmm. You can download it from iTunes and forever listen to it on your iPod. Or your smartphone. You can broadcast it wherever you go.
So that everyone will know that the My Little Pony TV
show
is coming back. And we, the My Little Pony talk show, announced it first.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing we have to start talking about is making sure that we really get a good corner on this market because I think there are people out there that are looking to get a piece of our pie. I'm telling you, there's going to be competition on the horizon. We're going to have to keep it fresh. Because I'll be danged if anybody's going to steal any of my spotlight. Bad enough that you try to steal my spotlight. Okay?
Excuse me?
I am territorial to the max.
Host here? I said,
oh, yeah. You can be the host. That's fine. That's good. That's dandy. It's all you, baby. It's all you. Just let me talk.
No,
I'm the kooky
yeah,
best friend, you know, the one that's always getting in trouble. And I'm like the Minty to your kimono.
There we go.
Except kimono is more serious than you, and Minty is goofier than me, which is kind of weird because you're kind of more along the lines of Minty, yet I'm more along the lines of kimono. But when you talk about power, you know, structure, you would be the kimono and I would be the Minty. Figure that out.
Well,
I have more toys than you, so I'm still sticking with me.
Well, how about this? I'm a kimono-min, and you're
Mintomo?
There you go.
Yes, that was a shout out advertisement for Kimono's Townhouse. Absolutely the best web comic ever.
There you go.
Even if you're not a My Little Pony collector or enthusiast, which you probably are, you wouldn't be listening to us. You gotta check it out. Absolutely love it. It's been around for years. I think it's even like been nominated for, like, you know, like best web comics and like certain awards or something. I can't remember what award I read recently that she was like nominated for, but that just goes to show the vast appeal. Even with My Little Pony being the topic, the quality of the story writing and the shots and everything else, it's awesome. It's freaking awesome. It's like adult awesome. It's not just like little kid. It's sort of like a Disney movie where they put in all those jokes for the adults to get as well as being entertaining for the kids. Similar thing going on.
Oh, my God. This is just too freaky. evidently, while I was trying to search out the Hub's website, someone came into the chat room as I was working on that, put in the website address, said good night, waved, and then left.
Hey, we had a live listener. And we missed it.
Miss Gettiman.
Who?
Miss Gettiman.
Ooh, I'll have to go through my friends on Facebook and see if that rings a bell.
Yes, you must, because she has no description on Blog Talk Radio.
Boy, that is so awesome. If you look at, like, I've gotten some very strange friends requests from people that are like, we listen to your show, it's totally awesome, and they're not on the boards.
Well, here's the thing. Do you think maybe... No?
Either way, we've had a very... We have like a benefactor of sorts come on and toss us some information. Maybe we should spend more time actually paying attention to the boards occasionally.
You think?
Maybe. Might be a good idea. Maybe like set us like a little ding or something happens when somebody posts something. And anyway,
hey,
I think that was amazing. Thank you so much, whoever you were.
Yes.
That was very cool.
Very cool. And, well, seriously, till next week, I guess this is really going to be Pony Bye-Byes.
Yeah, it is. This is Pony Bye-Byes for me. Because I'm going to go spend time with the litter.
And Pony Bye-Byes for me, because I'm actually going to go to bed and go to sleep and wake up late tomorrow because I don't work tomorrow.
Yay!
And I don't work next Saturday either.
Woohoo!
And maybe not the next Saturday after that because I'm requesting that off because that Thursday is now my birthday.
Yay! We're getting old together.
Yes, we are.
All right, hon. Well, we will see you next week.
Definitely.
Same time. Same bat time.
No.
Bye.
Same pony time, same pony channel.
Okay, fine. Can I go now?
Okay,
really, I have a life.
Okay,
I need to go.
You have a life?
Somewhat.
Really?
Honest.
Hmm.
I'm going to go
That's
tend
fine.
To that life.
All right. So am I.
All right. Good night, guys.
Sleep. Good night. Is that it? Is she gone? Alone at last. What a very long weekend. Well, till next week. This is Major Pony Bye-Byes. Bye-bye.